Tonight's shiur, Simon Ayin, Se'if Dalid, and Se'if Hey. Se'if Dalid, Haya Oisik B'Tzorchei Rabim. A person who's engaged in communal activities, communal needs. V'Yigizar Kriya Shema. And it comes the time to say Kriya Shema Lo Yafsik. He does not interrupt his busy, important activities to say Shema. Ela Yigmar Eskeyam. He has to finish what he's doing, helping people. And then he'll say Shema. Im Nishur Esekos, if there's still time. Mr. Bursav Kohen Tezayim B'Tzorchei Rabim. A person who's involved in Tzorchei Rabim. Mayri She'ein Shamish Yishtada Elohu. We're talking about a case where he's the only one who can handle it. Well, the Kachin Apoisik, so he can't stop. And he doesn't interrupt. The Oisik B'Mitzvah, who's busy with the Mitzvah. And if you're Oisik B'Mitzvah, you don't stop to do a different Mitzvah. Even if the mitzvah he's involved with is to save them money, it's a monetary issue he's going to help them with. It doesn't make a difference. He is not mafsik to say Shema. It comes as man kriya Shema, mashma mizeh. The implication is that here he began his asik for the rabbim before this man kriya Shema came. He started early, 5, 6 in the morning before this man. Because if he would have began when it's already this man, where he should have said Shema before he even started work, after this man comes, then he has to mafsik. The din of not being mafsik is when he began before he could have said Kriya Shema, now comes down Kriya Shema, keep doing what you're doing. But if he started Be'isr, he wasn't supposed to start. He's supposed to say Shema first. And then he started anyway, and it comes this man, he has to interrupt. He's inclined to say that either way you don't have to be mafsik. This man is like a half hour before this man Kriya Shema. It can't just mean this man Kriya Shema is already here, because then that's not Masal Issa, because he's in this man. Masal B'Issa means he's in the time when he's not supposed to start because he's close enough to Kriya Shema, we're afraid you're going to miss Kriya Shema. So I believe it's a half hour before this man is when we start saying, hold, put on the brakes, don't do anything until you get Kriya Shema in, and then you have to say Kriya Shema. So if he began within that half hour, and he wasn't supposed to, and now comes this man, the man starts, he has to stop to say Kriya Shema. Sivka and Yudches. So if he's involved in Tzorchei Rabim and the Zman Kriya Shema arrives, Lo Yavsik, he doesn't interrupt, Vim Yochel, Hafsik with Kriya Shema, if he can interrupt with Kriya Shema, V'achach Lachsel, Ligmat Tzorchei Tzibur, B'lotorch, and then he goes back to take care of the people without a Tircha, if he could do that, Yavsik, he should stop to say Shema. Kosev, Pimigon, Pimigon, Demarts. D'yav, Agav, Do Oiskik, B'Tzorchei Rabim, Partim, Kriya Shema, even though the din is, that one who's engaged in communal service is exempt from Kriya Shema. But if he did stop and recite the Shema, he's going to be Yotze. The low potter ma'ash for Kriya Shema, it's not like he's actually potter. Rather, he's involved in another mitzvah, and he can't do two things at once, and therefore he's not going to do it. But of course, if he stopped and he did it, he is Yotze. Sifkon Yutas, Yigmar Iskem, he should finish dealing with the people, and then say Shema. When we come back, we ask him, but of course he should do whatever he can. That he should be able to say at a minimum the pasuk of Shema and Baruch Shem in its proper time. It's very brief. You can even do that when you're engaged with Chesibur. It should not interfere with your Asik B'Tzor Chesibur to do that. Sivkon Chav. Im Nishar, so when he's done, he'll say Shema if there's still time. The Im Lo Nishar, and if there is no time left, Maya Aseh, what should he do? Hay Asim Mitzvah, he's busy with a mitzvah. So fine, he was doing a mitzvah, and there's no time when he's done. Okay, that's it. Umikomokum Chay Lahas Ketzias Mitzrayim, Afila Acher Sha'av is Ma'a Kriya Shema. But he's still obligated to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim even after the time for Kriya Shema has elapsed. Shezohi mitzvah b'fnei atzma, because the mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is its own standalone mitzvah. U'mitzvah sekol yom, that mitzvah is the whole day. Akein yoimer is a parasha sheyesh b'Yitzias Mitzrayim. He should say some parasha with Yitzias Mitzrayim. It could be the third parasha Shema. It doesn't have to be the third parasha Shema. Im kvar avar hazman, if the time has already passed, shloyuchal loymar birs emes v'yatsiv, he can't say emes v'yatsiv, kosh mavor b'simen l'chas, like we said in simen l'chas, v'yitsham mishnebur l'kdei mishnebur. So if he could still say emes v'yatsiv, that's what he should say emes v'yatsiv. But if it's already passed, does man tefillah, more than 4 hours of the day have passed, then he can't say that either. V'yayel kamon simen tzad gimel sifdal, in tefillah mishnebur shom, as far as when esri goes, look in simen tzad gimel. V'dayin you should know. If his involvement to help the people is going to go past midday, past chatzos, so as part of the kuli alma after the tefillah, by that point, everyone agrees you've missed kriyas shema, you've missed birchas kriyas shema, you've missed shmon esrei. Also the kuli alma le'achol, but he still can't eat breakfast. Kriyas shemekai and misses tefillah before he does tefillin. This man of Klayom, this man for Tfilin, is a gas talk. Vagam, if you imagine the cost of Pima Gordon, the Simon Petas, and also based on the Pima Gordon, the Simon Petas, Arsalo Ozlechel, Klayom Shem, Mispal, Tfilas, and Mincha, by Chatzais, now you have to wait for Mincha to eat something. So you're within a half hour of Mincha Gedoyla. So at that point, you can't eat before Mincha. I can't, Kashiki, Chatzishor, Shah Chatzais, so when he gets to Mincha Gedoyla, a half hour after Chatzais, Yispal, Tfilas, and Mincha, Yishdav, Mincha first, Va'achar, Kach, Yorchel, and then eat. We talks about soldiers and their schedules and when's the first chance to get to Davin. And he points out that he's put on tefillin. If he didn't put on tefillin yet, get the tefillin on before he's going to eat something. So the halacha is that if you're busy, if you're too busy to Davin because you're helping the seber, then you're too busy to eat too. And once you're done with your Esek and the Rabim, so if it's before Chatzos, if it's before you're going to eat something, if it's not Chatzos, you have to worry about Mincha before you eat something. So that doesn't change. That halachas of what you're not allowed to do before Tefillah will kick in. Siv hey, Hoya Esek Ba'achila, let's say he was busy eating at a banquet, Oshay B'merchatz, or he was at the bathhouse, which in those days was a major operation. Or he's occupied at the barbershop. Or he's busy at the tannery flipping the skins. Or maybe he was a judge sitting on a basin. According to the Rambam, he should finish these activities and then, when he's done, say Shema. And if he's afraid, he might miss this man Kriyishma. Uposak v'kara. And he interrupts what he's doing, and he recites the Shema. Ha'izem Meshubach, that's praiseworthy. Well, the Ravid, according to the Ravid, Mafsik, he's supposed to interrupt V'kari and say Shema. Afal pi sheyeshus, because even though he has the opportunity to say Shema when he's done. Finally, come on, Simon Reish Lamed Hei. The Ramah tells us to look ahead in Reish Lamed Hei. Mishtabur Sivkan Chof Aleph Oisim Bechil. He's busy at a banquet. What's called Haskola? What's called the beginning of the banquet? Ayin come on Simreishlam Beis of Beis. Simreishlam Beis is described, this is a Gemara in Pesach HaShabbos, what's called the beginning of the haircut, what's called the beginning of the Suda. In those days it used to be loosening your belt before the meal. That could be the Haskola. What's called Haskola? It's not, you tell me what, I have to put my belt back on and I'll dive, and that's too big a pain. I'm going to finish eating first. The Haskola, you know, draping the barber's apron over him, taking off his turban, whatever it is. What's called the haschala that now I'm already involved in it, at which point I don't have to stop. But just sitting in the barber's chair, that's not called starting the haircut. Walking into the banquet room is not called starting the seuda. So that's what we have to define, what's called starting, that now once I've started, I can finish. Sevkan chav beis. You finish and then you go and say your Shema. The Mishnah explains that's when he calculates that he'll have time to say. And then it says, if he's afraid he'll miss his man, what's the law meaning to say? He begins to doubt himself. Maybe his calculation is wrong. Maybe this is taking longer than I thought it would. Maybe the waiters are taking, whatever it is, it's not, the meal isn't coming the way I anticipated, and he's getting nervous, he won't have a chance to finish. So then, he would be mafsik. Sivkot chav gimel. Ularayvid masik v'chulu. Vaskobis rov achronim. Most achronim agree. V'chemat kulam, practically all of them. Dekotoli b'milsa d'araisa, b'hischel b'heto b'iser. If you're dealing with a Torah mitzvah, then we want to know when you started. Were you allowed to start or not allowed to start? V'em ken, if so, the fees are according to this. B'malacha o b'chol ha'anyonim, b'chol elu ha'anyonim, levan mechila. So when it comes to work or the other things mentioned here besides eating, so we're talking about flipping the skins by the tannery, or the bathhouse, or the haircut. Im hischel kodem u'reshachar, if he began before dawn, so it's not even this man kriyishma yet, in tzarech livsuk, he does not have to interrupt. Im yishar lo shuhus, achas sheyigmon, because kriyishma v'spa, since this time, when he's done, to say the Shema, and Shemoneh Esrei, within this man. The harikayim alone, the kamam of simpeitas, because we hold it in simpeitas, siv zayin. Lo gozer samach shachris, there's no gezerah for shachris if you began before dawn. So if you began the heter, so you can finish what you're doing. But let's say he didn't start before dawn. He started after dawn. And now when it's dawn, it's already the day. And now he's supposed to die before anything else. And instead he went ahead and began to work on the tannery or the barbershop or the bathhouse. So you started when you weren't supposed to. There the halach is poesik the kriyishma du dirai, so you have to interrupt for your Shema, which is Minat Torah. Avlol the brachas, or the you don't have to interrupt for brachas or Shemoneh Esrei, because that's the Rabban. V'ach ha-kakesh ha-gom ha-malacha, and when he finishes his malacha, k'ayri kriyat Shema im ha-brachas ha-mispah, he'll daven regular, and he'll repeat the kriyat Shema with the brachas on Shemoneh Esrei. V'dav k'shidai in yishar lo shus, that's only because he still has time when he's done his business before the time to daven elapses. Aval, im roesh es man over, but if he sees, he'll even miss, if he keeps up with what he's doing, he'll miss his man tefillah, then tzarech lahafsik miyad, he'll have to interrupt right away. V'kol makos ein apesik, now let's say the dinis doesn't have to interrupt. Afili avos man tefillah betzibur nechay lahafsik. Even if he's going to miss tefillah betzibur, he does not have to interrupt. Well, the inyach, now as far as eating goes, mashma min ha-machab b'tzim peites sefei, it's implied from the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Tes. The Sfilia, the Shulchan Aruch holds. The Ikra din that the main halacha is, the Mechila tzarech livsag takeif mishom ha-shachar, that as soon as dawn comes, you should stop eating. Vafilum hischa b'hatur, even if you did start b'hatur. V'lo mahani shum eitzah kol zman shlo yisbal, there's no eitzah before you daven. So even though we're more lenient, if he's at the barbershop or the bathhouse, or he's busy with his malacha or the skins, we're not going to give him the same leniencies if he's eating. Even though he started 40 minutes before dawn, which is beheter, and he's still at it after dawn, so they're saying to stop and daven first, before you continue. Sivkan Chavdald. He should recite Kriyishma even this time later, the Kore. Mashal v'ach shiur Kriyishma, the implication is that once he said Shema, he can go back to finish what he started. When he finishes what he does, then he'll daven and repeat Kriyishma and the Beres Kriyishma and Shemoneh Esrei. Now this language is not only if he's busy eating. Because by eating we already said before he should daven first. Rather it's for the other things. Inami or mishum kriyishma shal arvis nakta. It could be we're discussing kriyishma by marv. The bushach gam can call elu din because these dinim apply to kriyishma by marv as well. So even though there's time to say it later, he should stop according to the Ravid and say it now. Ubushal arvis vadim hischem chol elu chamisha tvorim besochachatz yishosh kol mitzvahs kachovim. But when it comes to marv, certainly, if he began any of these five things, haircut, bathhouse, the skins, malacha, eating, within a half hour of Tzeis Kachavim. So he wasn't supposed to start then. And he started within the half hour of Tzeis Kachavim. Mafzik miyad, he's got to stop right away. When Tzeis Kachavim comes, he's got to stop. Ugushayetz Kachavim, Yekrishma, Balo Bechoses, when the sonars come out, immediately he should say Shema, without the brachas. Va'acha gomer achilos v'shadra, then he could finish the meal, or whatever else he was doing. Then he'll say Shema with the brachas and daven Shemoneh Esrei. We can come on Simon Reishlam and Hey Sefes. We'll learn the Seder Simon Reishlam and Hey and Shem Pimigod. Look there, Pimigodim. So this is why when we daven Mariv Plag and we start to say Kriyishma again later. So we want to start the Seuda before sunset, because if you wait to sunset to start the Seuda, you could get yourself into a problem that you're not supposed to start until you say Kriya Shema. On a Friday night, you daven plag. It could be any time daven plag, but especially Friday night, so you'd be particular to start the Suda before Shkia. So you start eating Beheter. Because if you start to eat Noch Shkia, you get this problem that you're starting with Isser, which you're not supposed to start. And if you did start, the minute it comes Sage, you got to stop in the middle of the meal and say Kriya Shema. So we start before Shkia, and that way we can finish the meal. And then we'll say Kriya Shema afterwards. Sivkan Chafei, Shehus Likros, even though there's time later on. Gezeira Hashem Yimashich Behem, the Rav is concerned if you would allow yourself to wait, you may be so busy with your activities. V'yavaz man Kriya Shema, you'll miss the man Kriya Shema. It's not like mincha. The kind of simchah shlomei beis, we hold simchah shlomei beis. Shem hisul cholei the kodesh hispal in a circle ifsuk. That if you began these activities before you daven, you don't have to stop. If you should kriya shma him in a Torah chmir b'yosef, because kriya shma is more strict. Kriya shma is diraisa. Sukkar chavav simin reish lamed hay. We have to note at the end to look at simchah shlomei hay. Where it's a lovely to say the shom mavor chilik ben hisul behatay hisul iser. There it's explained the distinction between starting by Isra and starting by Heta. Ayin Shem Od, look there for more.